Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Do you share your opinion? Thank you. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me, believe me. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge? What's your opinion?
I don't know.
Okay, I have a list, ma'am. You can pick one if you like. Economy, the jobs, the inflation, the taxes, the government spending, the education in Minnesota.
Government spending.
The government spending, okay. The moral social issues, the environment, the crime and drugs. So we stick with the government spending, right?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? I'm going to read a list again, okay? I mean, you can pick one if you like. Now, fossil fuels, the carbon emissions, the need to move to a renewable energy, the water pollution, the climate change, the global warming, the air pollution, the wetlands, overpopulation. If you have to pick one, what would be the one you would pick for the global environmental issue?
I think it's all false. I don't know.
Okay, we can move on if you have no opinion, ma'am. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Is it the water pollution in Minnesota, the air pollution, the global warming, the climate change, the recycling, the forest management in Minnesota, the protected wetlands, the mining, the nuclear waste, the endangered species, the timber harvest, the landfill space? If you have to pick one, ma'am, what would be
I
the
think
one?
The nuclear waste thing.
Nuclear waste. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industry? How about the forest produce industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're okay.
So how should I record your answer? Good?
Yeah.
Okay, how about the mining industry? How do you think they're doing in performance and the environment in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think poor, because they just dumped something not far long ago to Mississippi.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. How about the electric utilities in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Expensive.
Yeah, but how do you think they're doing when it comes to the environmental performance in Minnesota? You think the electric utility is doing excellent, good, just fair?
I think they're...
You say good?
I think they're okay.
Okay. And how about the medical manufacturing? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I think they're fair.
Okay. In the agriculture and farming, how do you think, how would you rate that industry when it comes to the environmental performance?
I don't know how they're doing, so.
Okay, we can move on. How about the refining in Minnesota? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
What was that again?
Refining. How would you rate them?
What's the refining?
Well, that's all I had reading, and I'm required to read verbatim. And so if it doesn't ring a bell, we can move on, ma'am.
Okay.
Will that be okay? Okay, thank
yeah.
you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How do you think the U.S. Forest Service is doing when it comes to managing the forests and the natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're doing good.
Okay, thank you. How about the county lands departments? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I have no idea what it is.
Okay, how about the forest and timber industry? Same question. How would you rate them?
I think
excellent, good. Poor?
No, good. I think forest is good.
Okay, the forest and timber industry is good. Okay, how about the environmental groups? How do you think they're doing in managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota?
I have no idea.
Excellent. No idea? Okay, how about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Very good.
Good, okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on to a different topic. How important do you feel, ma'am, that the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important to Minnesota's economy?
Well, we have lots, so I don't know. I think they're important.
Somewhat or very important? How should I record your answer?
I think very important.
Very important. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy and the future? Would you say that it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant? What's your opinion, ma'am?
Medium.
Somewhat significant or not too significant? How should I record your answer?
Medium. What is that? In the middle somewhere.
Yeah, those are two in the middle. Somewhat significant and not
somewhat
too significant.
Somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat, okay. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood produce. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested? What's your opinion, to the best of your knowledge?
I have no idea. I would say same. You're asking the wrong person those questions. Yeah, because I don't know.
Oh, we would. No, that's okay, man. Believe me, it's your opinion that matters. And believe me, I really appreciate your help. And we're going to move to a different topic, okay, man? And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? Are fewer, more, or about the same? What's your opinion?
I think it's less, of course.
Okay. Fewer than before. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? To the best of your knowledge.
I would think so.
Okay. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say that it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
I think it's negative.
Negative. Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I think it will impact negatively, of course.
So you think is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I have no idea.
Okay. And now, do you feel that some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes? Now, ma'am, the question is, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
I think we have enough of food.
Okay, so should I recall your answer as a yes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and ma'am, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate, okay, to use a whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
I'm against you know, they already use it a lot, so I think they're using it now.
So how should I record your answer? Yes or no?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I can read the question again, ma'am, if you'd like me to. Okay.
No, that's okay. I have to prepare.
Your answer is yes. Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information, news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you donate money to the environmental causes? Yes or no, ma'am?
I donate money to Ukraine.
Okay, but you don't donate money to the environmental causes, right?
I pay a lot of taxes for that.
Right, ma'am. But do you donate money to the environmental
causes?
You don't. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, the question is, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state of economy, a significant component, a minor component, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
I think they spend too much money.
Okay, but you think it's a major component or a significant component or a minor component or a fading?
Significant.
Significant component. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job? Support or oppose?
I'll support.
Thank you, ma'am. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operation.
I'm sorry, I have to go. I have people coming to my house.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Can I call you back? We only got two more questions to go. Can I call you back maybe in about a half hour?
No, we're going to have a dinner and then we're going to go to bed. Thank you.
Oh, enjoy your dinner then.